Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beit Sodaf Yud, and we are on in the sugyas of the first parak of Maseches Beitza. We spoke about the Shovach, and now we're up to continuation about sugyas of the Shovach of designation before Yontif. Says the Mishnah, Zimein Shechor B'Matzah Levanim. What happens if a person designates black ones before Yontif? He goes to a Shovach, as we said in the last Mishnah, Beisham V'Yisila. How do you designate? Do you have to actually move them, or do you have to just go and say these are the formulation of Levi? Levi just banged on the Shovach and said, you know, this is from this bunch, all different deos from that. So the Gemara says, Zimein Shchor B'Matzah Levanim, Levanim B'Matzah Shchorim. You designate black ones, and you found white ones, and you found black ones. So clearly, the different than the ones that you're, were designated. So says the Mishnah, so obviously those are Muksa, Shaim and Wasa Shlosha. Even if two, and you find three, that is also, Usur, because even though two out of the three might be, the ones that you designated, but there's one that's for sure not from the ones that you designated, and therefore it is Usur. What's the Chiddush of the first line? Obviously, if you designated black, then there are white, there are black. So the Karban Eda here quotes from the Bavli, Hapshitahi, Ela Hachi Kamar, Zimein Shchorim Bekanzeh, Velevanim Bekanzeh, means you did black, you designated black in the right con and left in the white in the left con, and then you find them switched. So you might say you found the same ones that you designated, but in the opposite spots. So you might say there that, well, hey, those are the same ones. They just switched spaces. So you might think, no, these are the same ones. They just switched spots. Kamash Malan, Safik, Muchan, Aser. So we say, Kamash Malan, no, we say it's a Safik, and therefore it's Aser. What do you mean, Safik, Muchan? This is a Safik Durabanan. So what is this issue? This issue is that, no, we assume that the white ones or the black ones, they came from the rove. And therefore, even though you might say on the one hand, it might be from the con next door, and therefore it's what's called karov, but the Gemara says when you have karov versus rove, ruba, the karov, ruba, adif, the rove wins, and therefore you assume these came from outside, not from the one next door. That's why it's usher. So the Mefarshim wonder, the Tosfos Yontif points this out, why the Rambam says Safik Muchan is usher. Why doesn't he just say Karov, he should say it's Vadai. Vadai, Rove a Karov, Rove wins, because Rove is considered a Vadai, and whether it's Ruba de Isa Kaman, whether we with Isa Kaman, Lasa Kaman, so it should be Vada. So the Tosfos Yontif points that out, why Paskin Suffolk. But Rabbi Elchanan discusses here in Maseches Beitza, why does Rove beat Karov? This relates to the general question of whenever the Torah tells us what to do in a case of Suffolk, there are two types of hachros that the Torah gives. Either nihug or birur. Those are two words. Again, you could use other words, but that's how some achronim say it. Birur means the Torah is mevarer. When the Torah tells you what to do, when it's a suffix, that's the Torah telling you what exactly is the emes. Rove means, if you say rove is birur, rove is mevarer, the suffix. Nihug means the Torah knows that we have no idea about the MS, but the Torah tells you, you know, you can't be paralyzed. You have to know how to proceed. So this is what you do. You proceed in this way, like Safik Tuma Birshus Harabim Tahar, Safik Tuma Birshus Yachet Tahar. So why is that? And the Rishon in the beginning of Nida say it could even be in a Tarkit the Sasri, could have opposite Psakim. Remember the case of Shtei Shvilin. You have two people that are coming, and they go down, two different paths, and each one of them has a corpse under it, and if they ask separately, you could tell them both tahar, right? What do you mean put them both tahar? If they come at the same time, you can't, but if they come at different times, because pahashas, that's nihug. That's how we don't know, we have no idea about the tumah. So Torah tells you what to do. But sometimes you have a birur, a mevara, the suffix. So suggests Rabbi Elchanan, so maybe rov beats karov because rov is a birur and karov is a nihug. And pashtus, most of the time, rov would beat a nihug. Okay, but either way, this is what the Tosfos Yontif has that ha'ara about the Rambam. The Rambam says in this case of black, white, black, or two, cases where it's clearly a suffix, but he paskin suffix muchan aser, not just that it's vadai aser because we go after the rove. The third case of the Mishnah of shnayim matzah shlosha asurin, that two, you left there two and you find three aser, so that also is a chiddush. Tosfos wonders. Tosfos here on Daf Yud wonders why do we say that? Why don't we hold a bittel? Says the Tosfos says the Ika Chad Demari Behuvim Tomar Vlifta Baruba. Tosfos wonders Bata Barov. You have three. So why don't we say that the one is Batel in the two, because two of these are the ones that you will. Two of the ones that you designated. Tosfos has two answers. The Yeshlama de Bali Chaim Lo Batli de Chashivi. Bali Chaim animals are not Batel. Bali Chaim are Batel. Lo Chashivi. Right? This is what Tosfos says. Also, remember in that Sugya in Bamitzi and Davav. Also, Tosfos says there about the, remember the case of the Echad Kafat Zechem and Amenuyin. The Sugya is a Meiser Behema. One of them jumped back and one in a thousand. It's not going to be batel. So says the their bali chaim are not batel. Inami haveli davar sheish lamatirin lachar yantif. Or it's a davar sheish lamatirin chodavar sheish lamatirin afil be'elafol batel. Or it's a davar sheish lamatirin a davar sheish lamatirin something that's going to become mutter tomorrow is not batel. That's a whole simin in Shulchan Aruch. I think around about simin kuf or so around there we have bitel baro. They have the dvarim chashuvim. And davar sheish matirin is not batel. Remember, we haven't mentioned it in a little while, so I'll just mention it again now. The machlokas Rashi and the Ran, pashtus is the machlokas Rashi and the Ran. What is the svara why for davar sheish matirin? Why is davar sheish matirin not batel? So Rashi says here in the beginning of Beitza Daf Gimel, atch tochlenu beisr tochlenu beheter, meaning you might as well wait. Why rely on bittel? You have isr that falls into heter. So we say, oh, it's batel. No, wait till tomorrow, and you won't have to rely on bittel, right? It's usr, it's mutter anyway. So that is Rashi's svara. But the Ran has a fancy svara. The Ran says here in Nedarim Daf Nun Beis, a totally different svara, not based on wait, might as well wait. Right? The nafkamina between what the Ran's going to say in Rashi, or the Yamshel Shlomo has a discussion. You know, what happens if by waiting it's going to be spoiled by then? Whenever the Kitav Hashem Tir, it's going to be spoiled by then, and therefore it's not going to be edible. So according to Rashi, you might as well wait doesn't apply. Because it should be batel, because you don't say it's darish eshlam atirin. But according to the Ran has a different shot. The Ran says, no, it's not about, you might as well wait. But it's about conceptual categories. Says the Ran, here in the Dharma, daf nun beisam and aleph, the Ran explains in a totally different context. The Nira libetamo shel davar, says the Ran, we know there's a machlokes in Yoradeh between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda about min bemino, whether min bemino is batel or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds min bemino is not batel. Min, something in its type, is not batel. What is the svar for that? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold min bemino is not batel? Says Rabbi Yehuda, because bittel requires a clash. Clash, you have two different things. One thing overpowers the other thing and defines the whole mixture in a certain way. Right? That's, and therefore, you know, you have a min in the she'eno mino, that's batel. But min bemino, if they're similar to each other, they can just coexist with each other, and there's no clash, and there's no bittel. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds min bemino is not batel. Says the Haino time, min bemino lo batel, lafi, shekal davar shehu dome lechaveiro, eino machlisho umevatzlo. Anything similar to its friend, it does not weaken it and nullify it, ela ma'amido umechazko. But it strengthens it. It could coexist. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Holy holds min bemino is not batel. Where the Rabbanan say no, they agree in the principle but not in the application. The Rabbanan say min bemino, they're not similar to each other. There is a clash because one's aser, one's mutter. They go by halachic realities. The kivan dechad aser v'chad shari she'ein roi leilich achar dimyonan be'etzem. Unbelievable. The Rabbanan, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that there's only when there's a clash. But we believe in halachic realities, not physical realities. And therefore, if one's usher, one's mutter, there is bittel. Elahainu taiman. They give a different reason while dam bedam, right, the strong of the context of min bemino is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir, because they hold in olim of atmunzeh. Okay. It says the Ran, based on this, now we get to davar sheish lamatirin. Why is the davar sheish lamatirin not batel? Because what's batel? Only iser beheter. But a davar sheish lamatirin, that has a little bit of heter related to it. It's usser, but it's a little heter. So it's ki'ilu, heter fell into heter. Umishabachi amrinan, says the Ran, the davar sheish lamatirin, not to rabbanan mishum chum relid Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda there. Since this heter this iser is not totally excluded from the heter because it's going to be motor tomorrow. Shari afhu sofolios nitar kamohu amrinan she'eno batel b'mino. So we say it's not batel. The ihachi havi damu tuva v'chulu, and he continues. So says the Rani, you know why Dvashesh Matir is not batel? Because it's like heter beheter. Right? That's the fancy yisod. According to that, in the Yamshal Shlomo's question of if it's even if it's going to become spoiled, so what? It's still not batel, because halachically it's a davar sheish lo matirin. Also machlokas Rambam in the Mordechai about whether chametz is a davar sheish lo matirin. Right? Chametz. Is that the reason? The Gemara says chametz is aser b'mashehu. Is that a special din, or is that because of davar sheish lo matirin? Machlokas Rishonim. So if you say it's chametz is a, like the Rashi, might as well wait. So Pasha says davar sheish lo matirin, because wait till next week, you could eat it. But if you say, like the Ran, so how could you say chametz is not davar sheish lo matirin? Of course, it's going to be mutter next week. But if it's going to constantly become usser again next year, then maybe halachically, it's not called davar sheish lo matirin. It's enough called isser to be called isser, and therefore, ironically, it'll be batel, because it's considered isser beheter. There are other nafkaminas, but that is the, it's isser hana, rather the tzlach. The tzlach there in Beitza, commenting on that Rashi, wonders, what about if something that's usur bahana, like muksa there, I want to use it today. If it's the dvar achila, you can only use it once. You might as well wait. But if it's a dvar hana, what if I want to use something today, something tomorrow? You might as well wait. No, I don't want to wait. I want to use it today and I want to use it tomorrow. So again, that could be another nafkamina. According to the Ran, according to Rashi, that svar wouldn't apply. You might as well wait because you want to use it now. But according to the Ran, maybe it would apply. Okay, so but that's Tosfos' comment here on our Mishnah, that why do you say two, Shnayim Matzah Shlosha Asurin, why don't you say it's Batel? Because it's a Davar Chashav, it's Baal Chai, or it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Good. We continue the second part of the Mishnah. Shlosha Matzah Shnayim, but the opposite. If you designated three before Yantav, and then you find two Mutarid, Mutar, because you assume two out of the three are here, and these are, it's not like all three flew away, and then there is a two new ones. You assume these are two of the three that were there. You designated chicks inside the chicken hole, and then you find them in front on the pole that's around a surin. So it's usur. You don't assume that they just like moseyed on out, right? Here you assume maybe it came from elsewhere. But if these are the only ones around, the Gemara is going to talk more about what that line means. If these are the only ones around, so then mutter, there's no chash that they came from anywhere else. Period. Okay, so the Mishnah said in the second line, if you designate a three and there are two left, you could assume that these are the two out of the three that you left there. So Masnisa, read the Rebbe, we assume that the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe says to Tanya, because Rebbe says in the Tosefta and Maaser Sheni, Masayu Matzamana, let's say you put 200 zuz in a drawer, and you say this is Maaser Sheni money, right? You change the Kedusha from Maaser Sheni fruit onto the money, you plan to take this money up to Yerushalayim. And then you go there next week and you only find 100. So do you assume that somebody took out all 200 and put in 100 and therefore this is all chulin? Or do you assume this is 100 of the Maaser Sheni money? So Rebbe says, you assume this is 100. This is 100 or 200. Just like in our Mishnah, you assume it's two of the three birds that were there. This is 100 of the 200. Fachachem omrim, unbelievable, chulin. Chum say no, you assume that somebody took the 200 and therefore this is a totally new 100 and chulin, mutter. That's unbelievable. Why is that unbelievable? We're makel to, it's not even a chash of maybe this is Maaser Sheni money. Maybe you should take it up to Yerushalayim. What about Safik Daraisa L'chumra? This is a chumra. Maaser Sheni, we're talking about a chumra. Daraisa Maaser Sheni money L'chora. So you could be makel so much. So this Bryce is also quoted in on Daf Yud in the Bavli, and the Rashba there wonders. Rashba says, how is it possible that we could be makel? What is this, Rashba? V'yim Tomar. V'loma mekilin behu rabbanan kulehai. Demi kal makom sveka daraisahu. V'nezel behu l'chumra. Maybe just be choshish l'chumra. V'yishlomar v'maiser sheni d'rabbanan. Oh, first answer, easy answer. D'rabbanan maiser sheni. Maybe it's maiser sheni of vegetables. Or according to many Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosfos, anything besides Dug and Tirish V'yitzar. Okay, maiser sheni d'rabbanan. V'inami afilu bishel Torah. Even if it's daraisa, dekevadai nishtanu. Mashvilu Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan assume if there's only 100 left, it vade was taken, right? If somebody puts 200 there, they wouldn't have taken half of the Maaser Sheni. Hilka chazlina bubasa ruba ta alma varuba ta chulininu. So you assume the whole money was taken and rove money in the world is chulin. And therefore, it's like a, like we said before, it's like a birur, unbelievable. So here we can be mekel and say, Rabbanan are mekel akula, and say it was all taken. So again, our Mishnah was comparing the money left and the birds that are left. Our Mishnah is finding the Shita of Rebbe. Taman taninan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Meiser Sheni, Homer Lebno, the case, the Pashup shot of the Brisa did not say explicitly whether it was a father, son, we're going to get back to that. But here, the Mishnah says, Beferish, Homer Lebno, Meiser Sheni, Bezavazu, somebody says to his son, you know, Meiser Sheni, I put Meiser Sheni in this drawer, then Nats Bezavazakaris, and he finds the money in a different drawer. So do you assume the father messed up and this is Meiser Sheni money? Or do you assume this is different? Hare elu chulin. This is chulin. You assume because you find it in a different place than the father said. So it's chulin. There's another line that's not quoted here in our Gemara. The Seifa, and that's what's important. The Karmaneda quotes and others. The Seifa says, Masaimu matzamana. The father says, there's 200 there. There was only 100 there. Hakol meiser. So that Mishnah says, that's meiser. Right? The father said, there's 200. There's 100. Hakol meiser. And for that, Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, Vashim, Rabbi Yasa, the Rebbe, same thing. Just like they, our Mishnah was ascribed to the Shita of Rebbe, like in the Brisa. So this Mishnah, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says, it's like Rebbe to Tanya, because he said in the Brisa, we quoted, Matai umatza mana, mana munach umana mutal divrei Rebbe v'cham omrim chulin. So that Mishnah is also following the Shita of Rebbe. Good. Says the Gemara, really? Maybe the Gemara is about to say, do you have to say that all these cases are following the Shita of Rebbe? No, maybe. Maybe there's a way to say that our Mishnah is l'kulei alma. Remember, our Mishnah doesn't have any anybody arguing. So our Mishnah sounds like it's l'kulei alma. You have to say our Mishnah is following only the Shita of Rebbe. So Chazar v'yamar, the Charedim explains. Chazar v'amar Rabbi Yaakov, Hanizka, Rabbi Yaakov earlier. Upalaga Rabbi, Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Yaakov is going to argue on his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosa. V'yamar mishmo, d'shtein k'Rabbi Yasya. V'hu hadar v'yamar, hashta b'svar d'navshe. He quoted from his Rebbe, that they're both following the Shita of Rebbe, and he's going to say, I'm not so sure. Maybe here, by birds, even the Rabbanan who said by the Meiser Sheni case, if he puts 200 and there's 100, you assume this is totally different money, and it's not Meiser Sheni at all. Maybe you could say by birds that they would agree to Rebbe. Why? Maybe our mission is according to everybody. Why? Chicks fly away, darken lefroach. And therefore, you designated three, now there's two left. So a good chance one of them flew away, right? Chicks have legs. Money don't have legs. So by money don't have legs. So somebody must have taken the money. So if somebody put 200 there and now there's 100, you assume the 200 were all taken and this is new money because money doesn't have legs. But when it comes to birds, birds have legs. Birds fly. So there's a good chance to say that the birds, one bird flew away and the other two birds are here and from the original group. Period. So our Mishnah could even be according to l'kulei alma, says the Gemara. That doesn't work. Why? Because the Hatana of Chalafta Bar Shaul, Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shaul said about our Mishnah, which is about chicks, who adaver begozlim, who adaver bebeitzim. Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shaul said our Mishnah is not only about chicks, but it's about eggs. Eggs don't have legs. So if our Mishnah is also about eggs, eggs and money are the same. So just like the Rabbanan argue by the money, l'chor they would argue by the eggs. And if our Mishnah is bein be'eggs, bein be'chicks, so l'chor there wouldn't be a way to say that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Havi de Rebihi. So you have to say it's like Rebbe. One more try. Rabbi Yosa says, one other try, that maybe our Mishnah is l'kulei alma. And you can be mechalik between those cases of the money. Not between whether the money has legs or not, but how many people were involved. All the cases of the money, the Mishnah, Beferish, had the case of the father says to the son. The other cases, it doesn't say. So maybe all those cases of the money, it's a case of a game of telephone. Taman of Ifhiniyach Ubeno Matzah. Maybe all those cases of the money where there are two people involved. So if there are two people involved, we assume there was some lack, there was a failure in the communication. And that's why he says 200 and now there's only 100. We assume there was a mess up and we assume everything has changed and this is not what was there originally. But over here, he designated, and he sees there were three, and now there were two. So maybe there we could say we can be Makel in that case. Maybe that's the difference, and therefore the Gemara ends up by saying that it could be our Mishnah is according to even the Rabbanan. You see the charedim. Aviv haniach ubeno matza b'ram hacha b'braisa hu dehiniach deish lechalik dekshuba atzmo balito hamasavina mosei lemon mananosi in the alibo, right? And there's a difference between the two. The question is which direction does it go in, but that's the answer, and that answer is held up lemaskana. Period. We continue. Rabbi ba bar kohen amar kumi Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Acha. Hori Rebbe Ba Bar Zavda B'Maiser Sheni Kahada the Rebbe. Rabbi Bar Kohen says in front of Rebbe Yosa that Rebbe Ba Paskin like Maiser Sheni, like Rebbe. What was the case of Maiser Sheni? That Maiser Sheni, he put 200 there, there's only 100. He passed like Rebbe, you assume it's still Maiser Sheni. Meaning he passed like Rebbe Lechumra. Lechumra. Meaning all cases of Lechumra, he would go like Rebbe, meaning in our Mishnah, he might not paskin like Rebbe, because our Mishnah is a kula of Rebbe. We assume this is the one that he designated, so if he paskin only like Rebbe by Maaser Sheni, so maybe that's saying that the Pesach is only Lechumra, not Lekula. Period. We continue. Rebbe Yudin. So what is this going on? Classic Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi does not mention explicitly the line of the Mishnah that is going on. That which the Mishnah said, the Karmaneda helps us out, that the Mishnah said that if you designated inside a pigeonhole, a coop, and then you find on the, sometimes there's like a pole, a stick that sticks out. So if you designated in and you found out, the Mishnah said, Asur, Amar Abudin, Hadadat, Amar Bishayusham Shtekin, and that's only if there were two placed, like two pigeonholes, two like windows, and the birds were found in front of one of them. You designated in one, you found in front, but it could have come from the other one. Avalam Ainsha Melakanecha Lobada. Rabbi Yudin says, there's only one pigeonhole where it came from, you don't assume it came from somewhere else, and therefore that's not the case of the Mishnah, and you assume it came from inside. This Deya possibly is holding, Frank Nievsky says, against what we said before about Rov and Karov. Karov beats Rov, according to this. Maybe Karov would beat Rov. Lo Chayshinan, says the Chaim Kadyavsky, Derov a Karov, Halach Achara Karov. Right? Maybe a Goya to the Karov. And it could be, again, you don't see if maybe Karov is also a Birur, or maybe Nihug in certain ways, because it's so arbitrary, it could beat a Birur. Okay, but either way, that's Rabbi Yudin. Says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yudin telling us? That if there's only one of his mutter? Didn't the Mishnah say that in the next line? Vataninan, Im Ein Sham Elahain, Hare Elu Mutarin. The Mishnah said, the next line of the Mishnah, if these are the only ones around, it's mutter. So what's Rabbi Yudin adding? What does the Rabbi Yudin say? Rabbi Yudin said, this is only if there are two kin. If there's one kan, it's mutter. That's exactly what the Mishnah said. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Now, what could the Mishnah have meant? B'she'en sham ela gozel echad bilvad. Kan acha shchorim bilvad. The Mishnah might have meant that there's only one pigeon around in the whole area, or one black pigeon, in the whole area. Rabbi Yudin allows more than one in the area, but just one pigeonhole. There could be others in the area, but he says even one, as long as there's only one pigeonhole, you assume it just came from that one. Period. Shmuel Amar, the next five lines really do not belong here. It's left here, because it was left here in the Yerushalmi editions, but really this is commenting on the next Mishnah. By the next Mishnah quotes other, by the rest of the parak is all about Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel related to Yantif. But the next Mishnah, if you look at the next Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses the treason, right? In the days of old, let's say the people in the market had a little store, and they used to take off the front of their store and lie at the board in front of their store that locked up all their wares and opened it and put it down and put the wares on the store. And after they finished, they would close it up and lock it into place and close up their store. So the locking and unlocking that tris, that piece of wood, might be a chashash of bone evisoser. So Beis Shammai says in the next Mishnah, you cannot take that tris off on Yantif. A masakana is a tris mi Yantif. You can't take it off because that's soser. That's destroying a structure. And Beis Hillel says, no, not only can you take it off, but even when you're finished, the store, worker, the person in the marketplace is finished, you can even put it back. That's the machlokas b'shamay b'shillah. So related to that, here we go back to our Gemara. Shmuel Amar hamalchem es atrisin. Switch the girsa. Take out yantif. If somebody is malchem the trisim, if somebody connects the trisim, you'll see why it has to be talking about Shabbos, right? If you connect, the Karmaneda says midabkan. If you put it into place, you put these crushing these boards back. You know all them chayiv mishum boneh. Right, you're chayiv, right? The Karmaneda adds in b'Shabbos. You're chayiv for bonet. Why? Because Shmuel holds that these little, I don't know if you would call it, little caravans are movable. So they're not considered connected to the ground. They're like movables. They're like considered kalim. And Shmuel holds yesh binyan b'kalim. There's binyan da araisa. There's bona da araisa even by kalim. That is a major machlokas in the Gemara and the Bavli. Yesh binyan b'kalim or ain binyan b'kalim. Whether the malacha of bona da araisa is only by structures connected to the ground. We assume many Rishonim say ain binyan b'kalim, but Shmuel's holding yesh binyan b'kalim. So therefore, putting on these boards, attaching them is an issur d'oraisa bona. So says the Gemara. If that's true, then how does Beis Hillel matter in the Mishnah? If it's issur d'oraisa to attach it on Shabbos, then how could Beis Hillel even allow you to put it back after you use it on Yontif? The kasha davar shilu aso b'Shabbos chayev chatas. Something that if you did on Shabbos, you're chayev chatas d'oraisa. Beis Hillel matir naf lahachzir. Beis Hillel allow you to put it back. Meaning, Bishlam Alakar ben Eda says, I understand to take off the tris in order to put out your wares. That's mutter. That's included in Malach HaZochel Nefesh. In order to sell people, their, give people their food. So you need to do that. So Bishlam says the Karban Eda. Lasalik gets that trisim to take it off Lokasha. The Malach HaZochel Nefeshu. That's fine. But to put it back, that's an Issa D'Oraisa according to Shmuel for what? What's the purpose? How can he be makel? If you say it's an issur d'rabbanan, if you hold ein binyan b'kalim without Shmuel, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So you could say it's mutar mi d'rabbanan. There's more flexibility. But if it's daraisa, Rabbi Chanani b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hitiru sofo mishum tchilaso. Ah, Yisod Gadol discussed that length in the Bavli. We allow them to put it back, because if you wouldn't allow them to put it back, Shem Omer, Atlo, Shalo Yasser, if you don't allow them, if they know they're going to have to leave their wares open for the rest of the day, he won't open it in the first place, because the storekeeper is nervous that his stuff is going to be stolen. He can't lock it up afterwards. So therefore, we even allow him to put it back, because he threw so fun, Mishum Trilason. The Pashup Shat of this line, at this stage, is that we're being matering in Issa D'Oraisa. And that, of course, is a well-known machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman about Hitiru Sofa Mishim Tchilasan, about an emergency vehicle the Hatzalah members driving back after the emergency on Shabbos. Are they allowed to drive back? So to have a guy drive them back, okay, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. But to have a Jew to drive back themselves, so if they're going to need their ambulance in the place where they originally came from, that's also mutter. That's for sure mutter, because they're going to need it. But if they don't need it, do we say that if they know that they're going to get stuck in the hospital for the rest of Shabbos, they're not going to want to be a Tzala member, they're not going to want to go on the call? Do you say to yourself, Mishim Tchilasan, Rishlom? So that's a machlokas. Rav Moshe says, yeah, they could even drive back. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what are you talking about? All the cases of Yitir Shomishim Tchilasan in the Gemara are only cases of Yisurei Durabanan. When Matur Nisa Durabanan, Yitir Shomishim Tchilasan. But not Nisa Daraisa, but Rav Moshe seems to say even Daraisas. And this evidence, lakana lakana, is a huge topic, but this Gemara, the simple pshat, the way we're reading it now, it sounds like it's daraisa, because that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, if it's daraisa, why should he be matarit? So the answer is, yitur sofa mishim tchilasan. The question is, how do you read the next line? The Gemara says, falo yiftach, what's the big deal? So don't let him put, right, he might not open it in the first place, he won't open it. Answer, afu memayit besimchas yantif. Right, he'll be memayit besimchas yantif, and therefore we will allow him to do it. But look at the next line. Amar Ravacha machzir levash lo yaser kol tzarcho. Ravacha says, no, you can put it back, but don't put it back tightly. So maybe that's saying, oh, only do it in a derabanan type of way. Maybe that's what it's saying. Shlo yaser kol tzarcho. The Beis Yosef in Tavkuf Yud Tes notes that this detail is not in the poskim, or even just the next line. Let's get to the Mishnah. Amar Ravacha machzir, Amar Rav Yosi Barbun, b'kishein sham Pesach. And also, you're only allowed to do this if there's no other way to open your store. There's no, like, side door. Avol yeshan Pesach, mishtamish derecha Pesach. But if there's a side way to get in, then you could go derecha Pesach. So he's not allowed to take off the front. But the Beis Yosef points out, here in the, again, in Hilchas Yantif, in Tavkuf Yud Tes, the Beis Yosef, says, Efshar v'aposkim shalo kastu ha-Yerushalmi hazeh, abeshli yaser kol tzarcho, Efshar shem sovrim, shemeakar shalo nizkar zeh b'gemara didan, since this detail of how you put it back is not mentioned in the Bavli, kivin shitiru chachamim l'salik l'hachzir, b'cholin yinitiru, once the Rabbanan allowed it, they allowed it in any case, shalo nasnu divrehem l'shi'urin, v'hilka chaf l'hachzir k'darko hitiru. According to that, it would be Pashas Adaraisa, and then that might be a riot to those Shitas. Again, this issue is, as we said, important for Lamaisa. The Sugya, maybe we'll start with Yantif next time, but just getting back to what we said before about the binyan and stira. So Shmuel seems to say, yesh binyan bekelim. The Or HaYashar, the Sefer Or HaYashar here in the back, wonders, but the Beis Hillel holds ain binyan bekelim. So what's the whole kasha on the Mishnah? How could Shmuel say this, but Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, so the Or HaYashar says, I don't understand what the whole kasha is, right? The Hashta says the Or HaYashar, Ma makam akushas Yerushalmi, mehad the Beis Hillel matir naf lahachzir, the inhu vade sfer le binyan vestir bekelim. Beis Hillel definitely holds there's no binyan vestir bekelim midaraisa, because it's a kaimel and ladina. Right, and also maybe Shmuel is talking about Trise Batim or Basil Ayri Batrise Chanuyos. Kin Machalika Babli Dafyat Aleph. But sorry, he doesn't know exactly what the question would be about that. To note, Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Beis notes that even if you say Ein Binyan Mekalim, that's only putting things together. But Tosfos is a Shita, and this is the Shita of a number of Rishonim, to make a Kli entirely from start to finish that there is Binyan. That's the Tosfos in Shabbos. Fine, that's binyan mesir bekelim. Bezrim, next time maybe we'll start with the issues of Simchas Yantif daraisa, machlokas, Tosfos, the Rambam. Maybe we'll start with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.